Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Daled. We are on Daf Kuf Yud Daled, two lines from the top, by the words, Ibai Lahu. The Gemara is going to ask a question. Ibai Lahu, I'm going to ask the question, Mahu Sheyisadru Balchov. When we collect from the, loan, the loan, do we evaluate and do we assess his needs and then leave over enough for him to leave over his minimal amount? The question is, didn't we just establish that we do? Wasn't that the whole thing in the Mishnah? So, according to Rashi, we'll get to it in a second. So, Mi Gamar, Micha Micha Me'erichin, do we learn out Xer Shava of Micha Micha from Erichin, or lo, or do we not? So, according to Rashi, there was a machlokas in the Mishnah, that kind of comment of Shem Gamliel. That's exactly what this Mishnah, that's exactly what the question is over here. Basically, it's who do we pass in, like Tanakama or Rabbi Shmuel, which was, are we most misogyn lebalchov? According to Tanakama, we're misogyn lebalchov, and therefore, forever, the Malva cannot take, cannot sell the Mashkon to collect the Chov. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's not, you're not misogyn, and therefore, after 30 days, the Malva can sell the item. But, yeah, so the Ramban and the Ron then write that according to this, the suffix of the Gemara here is whether the halacha follows the Tanakama or follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. But we had mentioned a little bit yesterday that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the issue in our Mishnah is only when the Malva is coming to take the Mashkon, not in order to collect the Chov, but rather just to force the Malva to pay. It's sort of a backup security plan. He doesn't want to use the Mashkon as the collection. He's just taking the Mashkon and now forcing the Balchov to pay. And that's where you had the Machlokes in Tanakama of Shimon Gamliel. And here, the suffix of the Gemara is if you are coming to collect the Chov. Meaning, there are two different ways, we mentioned the three ways to go get the Mashkon. A, you took the Mashkon at the time of the loan, then you can do whatever you want because that was the deal. B, you're taking the Mashkon later in order to collect the Chov. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says, is going on over here. Or C, you're collecting the Mashkon in order to force payment. That's what the Rashi says the Mishnah is talking about. But right and that's what Rabbeinu Tam says the Mishnah is talking about. Again, Rabbeinu Tam says the Mishnah is talking about where you are collecting the Mashkon not to collect the Chov, but rather to force the Lover to pay. And now we're asking about whether you're collecting the Mashkon in order to collect the Chov. Whereas Rashi says the case in the Mishnah is where you're collecting the Mashkon in order to collect payment, and the Machlokas here now, the Barlow here, is whether it's Pasla Tanakama or Shimon ben Gamliel. So Tashma, come and learn a proof. The Shalach Ravin ba'agrite davar zeh. Ravin sent a letter, I guess he sent it to his WhatsApp chat, he sent a letter to all the Amorayim with this question, do we learn at Misaj Lebalchov with the Gzeir Shavim Erechin? Sha'alti l'cho rabosai, I asked all the rabbis, v'lo amri l'davar, but no one was able to respond to me. And Baram kachai she'ila, but however, there was a shayla that they did answer, and based on that answer, we can learn out the answer to our question, right? Rashi says, for a short law, Bram kachai she'ila, ava kach nishal she'ila achas beis medrash, mina yesh lomod she'ein misogyn. And from this, we'll learn that ain misogyn, that we're not misogyn. So according to Rashi, that would mean that we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbi Tam, that would mean when it comes to collect the chov, when it comes to using the mashkon to collect the chov, you do not have to worry about assessing the basic needs of the loveh.
What does Baram mean?
However. I think it means however.
I don't think we've had that word before.
Could be. I know it comes up, but I think it means however. I don't know, my son has 198 words he has to memorize for his midterm on I think it may have come up there. So Ha'omer harei alai mone lebedek abayis. Remember, there are two ways. Erechin means, when I say harei alai erech of certain things, is a set value that I have to pay. But then I can also say, I'm going to make a neder that I'm going to give X amount of money to the bedek abayis. So harei alai mone lebedek abayis. I take upon myself to give $100 to the bedek abayis. Now, when it comes to a neder, the Torah never another has this din of hasagas yad, of up to what you can afford, right? Rashi says, Harei alai money lebedek abayis, v'hasagas yad loksiv el erechin. This whole idea of assessment is only written by erechin. Aval sha'ar hekdeshos, but when it comes to other event makdish, ein nidonim b'hasag yad. We don't limit it up to what his affordability is. Umashi yishol govin hamena, what the tekdesh does, whatever he has, you take. And the rest is like is an obligation. Va'mosar yigvul achar zman im yasher. If he gets the money, he has to pay it. As opposed to Erekin, you see what he has right now, and you just assess and take that amount and leave over what he needs. So this is a case of homer arei laibedik abayis mahu sheyisarju. So that's what Gemara asks: Are you misader? Meaning, when you come to take a mashkon, I guess from him, if you come to take a mashkon to force him to pay the leftover of the hektish obligation, do we leave over behind kalim that he needs, you know, in order to live? So Rav Yaakov mishmei de bar pada, Rav Yirmiyah mishmei de ilfa amri. They say bekavuchom meri balchov. No, it's about kavuchom meri balchov. Mal barchov, when it comes to balchov, shemachzirin, if you take a mashkon, right? If you take a mashkon, you return it to him. Even according to Hashem Gamliel, it's every 30 days. But you return the mashkon to him, right? It says, Hashem Tashiv Lo Es Ha'avot, right? Nevertheless, when you come to collect the chov after, I guess, the 30 days, ain misarjin. We do not, this must be going like Hashem Gamliel, we are not misarja. We do not leave, we just take everything from him. So hektesh, when it comes to hektesh, she'ein machzirin, I guess that you never return, when you take a mashkon for his neder, you don't give it back to him at night. The only idea of giving it back to him at night is by alone. So kavachomer, ain't a din, ain't misadrin, so therefore it's a kavachomer that you're not going to be misadrin. But you see from here, it's taken as a given that when it comes to a balchov, that ain't misadrin. So again, according to Rashi, that would mean we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that means we would say that when you come to collect the chov, when you're using the mashkin to collect the chov, you don't have to leave over the bare necessities for the lova. So misadrin, so ain misadrin. See from here, ain misadrin. So
does that go against what we just said on top? L'chayat tzedakah.
So again, what is that case dealing with then?
Because it said on top that you can't do that if you're only destitute.
But again, but that what are we? A, we arguing with that. B, it could be talking about a different case. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that case of L'chayat Tzedakah is when you're taking the mashkon just to remind him that he has to pay you. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this case is talking about we're using the mashkon to collect the loan. That is going to be the collection. So it could be a different case, or it could be arguing. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says that you are misadjer by Hektis. Rav Yochanan Amar, the pasuk says, Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. When it comes to erichin, right, then ksiv, neder be'erkecha ksiv, my erichin misarjin, av hedek na misarjin. It says neder by the word erkecha. What do I need neder there for? So there, and it says over there that you're misarjin. So just like you're misarjin by erichin, so too you are misarjin by hektesh, which would go against what we just said now, which says that you're not misarjin by hektesh, because we just said that since you're not misarjin by balchov, you're not misarjin by hektesh. So the idach, I saw Rav Yaakov and Rav Yirmiyah who just said above that we're not misarjin by hektesh. So what do we learn out from neder be'erkecha? Hahu v'nidon b'chvodo hudasa. That hektesh is coming to teach us that if you take, let me see Rashi. Hahu v'nidon b'chvodo. So Rashi says hektesh neder le'erkin l'hachiyasa. This is what the hektesh from neder to erkin comes to teach us. She'im amar demei libi. He says, "I'm going to makdish the value of my heart, O roshi, or my head, O kviti. I think it means my liver, right? My covet. What is my liver? Alai no sein de mekulo. That means he has to give his entire value because those are life force limbs. Those are things where the life is dependent on. About im amar al ever she'ein hanishama tluyabo. If he talks about a finger or an arm, where if it gets chopped off, that you could live." Right, ain on the shama tulu yabo, damav alai shaman. About imamar al eivish in the shama tulu yabo, dama alai shaman also keevan and nimkar b'shok. Then we evaluate what his value will be with it and without in the slave market. Kamushav b'yav and kamushav below yad. So lahay milse itzrich lemigmar neder me'erichin. And this is what you have to learn out from neder from erichin. Gabe erichin ksev erichcha nefashos. It says the words nefashos. So imamar. Erech Ever Shanashama Tluyabo Alai no sin to mekulo. If he says Erech, the value of the heart of the the 5-year-old, then he has to give the value of the entire 5-year-old. Vim Amar Erech Yadi Alai Lomer Klum. If he just says the Erech of the hand of the, in other words, Erechin has to deal with an Hashama Shatluyabo. Shane Erech Kosov Eleven Nefesh, because Erechin is only written by Nefesh. So you have that over there. So too, if you say the Erech, if you say Neder Alai the head or Neder Alai the heart, that means the entire value of the individual that you now owe to Bedek Abayis. So, that's why Tosos asks, and I don't have an answer. Tosos says, you are still making a hektesh from Erechin to Neder. And we have a concept of Ein Hektesh Lemechsa. So once you're making the hektesh, should it apply to everything? And then also learn Ein Mesajer. It's a long tosos, I didn't get an answer. Okay. So he said, again, V'idach hu l'nidon b'chvodo do asama erich nidon b'chvodo, av hektesh nidon b'chvodo. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, you just mentioned now, we sort of just said from that answer, what the given was, that you're not misadir for the Baal Chov. Again, Machlokas Rashi tells us what that is. You're not misadir for the Baal Chov. So the Gemara says, V'yisadir b'Baal Chov v'kal v'chom erichin. Why don't we do misadir? Why don't we leave over money for, why don't we leave over the, not leave him destitute for the Baal Chov? Learn that out from erichin. Uma erichin she'ein machzirin. When it comes to erichin, when we take the mashkon for the guy that he's obligated for, I guess there's an underlying assumption also that hektesh takes the mashkon, but we didn't see that anywhere. So, just, but that seems to be the assumption, right? Right. Uma erichin she'ein machzirin, that we do not return the mashkonos for them. Nevertheless, the Torah was machmer and said mesadrin. So Baal Chov, where we are machzirin, where we do return the mashkon to him at night or at day, depending on whether it's needed for night or needed for day, ain't no dinsha misadrin. Then there should be a kavah chomer that you are misadir, that you do not leave him destitute. So the Gemara says, no, there's a kasev. Amakra. Pasuk says, the im mach hu me erkecha. Hu velo Baal Chov. Im mach hu, the hu is saying specifically that we do misadir for erichin, but you're not misadir for anything else. So v'idach. But what about the time? Now, machlokas, who's this v'idach? Right? Depends on who we're talking about. So v'idach. Rashi says, and look at Rashi, the first white line on the bottom, the Idach is Tanakama de Masnisin. It's the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Again, Rashi said that Shaila over here, the Bailuhu, was determining who this halach was like, Tanakama or Shimon Gamliel. So we just explained basically Shimon Gamliel sheet, that you're not Misada for the Baal Chov. That fits up the Mishnah. But the Tanakama, the Idach is the Tanakama, who says we are Misada for the Baal Chov, right? Rashi says, Tanakama de Masnisin, the Amr Misada of the Baal Chov, the Katani, because it says over there, Im Mace, Eno Masli Yoshev. Hallo, Masri Olam. If he dies, you don't return it. But for him, you return forever. I mean, you're constantly giving him back his stuff. According to Tosfos, right? So according to Tosfos, the Idach has to be somebody else. Because again, Tosfos says that the Machlokas in the Mishkan, in our Mishnah, is a Mashkon that was not taken in order to collect the obligation. And that's what their Machlokas was, whether after 30 days the Malva can sell to collect. Sorry. The Machlokas in our Mishnah, right, it's about a case where he did not collect the chov for collection. And here, the shaila over here is talking about when you are taking the mashkon for collection. So the v'idach has to either be the people who had the suffix to begin with, because right now we have Xerus Akasim. So the idach has to be somebody else, some other shita who doesn't hold or thought that you're not misogyn for the Baal Chov in this case. The whole machlokas Rashi Tosos plays throughout the sugya and how you read the Gemara. He says, V'idach, let's go with Rashi. So V'idach, according to the Kanakama in our Mishnah, who says that we are Masadir for the Baal Chov. So hi, what's this pasuk of Immachu, that we say specifically by Erechin? So it says, Machu means, Achiheb Immachuso, Mitchilaso V'yatsofo. We only are Masadir to the Baal Chov in the case of Erechin, or in our case as well, if he is poor from the beginning until the end. What does that mean? Rashi says, Hi, who? This who, the word who, the Siv Erechin, Darish Lay, he learns out, Ad Shiyebi Makuso, until he's in his destitute, Mitchilasov at Sofo, from the beginning, from when he started, till the end, to when he pays it back. Sheim Herich Atzmo Ani. If he said, Erich, my value will lie when I'm poor. The Heshir Kodem Sheherichu Kohen, and then the Kohen, when the Kohen comes, he just, you know, got a windfall in between, Eino Nido Masagas Yad, Elonosin Erich Ashir. Then he doesn't get this hasagas yad. He doesn't get this evaluation about what he can or what can't pay. He gets taken like a rich person and takes everything. Meaning, you would have thought, like, having it been that the determination of who you are is based on the moment you take the erichin. Kamash, you would have thought that. Kamashma, no, that it changes. It could fluctuate based on what you have at the time. I mean, at any point in time, when you get money, you come into money, then you have to pay. You just don't sit back. I think that's pretty obvious, but that's what you're learning out from the pasuk. Okay. So now the Gemara is going back. Rav Yochanan said that there's no. We said you don't return the mashkon by hektesh, right? We learned over here before. We said hektesh ain machzirin ain odin she ain masajin. So one of the givens that we said was by Hektesh. If Hektesh takes a mashkon, they do not have to return the mashkon. Whatever halachs to return the mashkon, they don't have to return that. So the Gemara says they should, that the Hektesh be kavachomer mi balchov. Sorry, yachziro be Hektesh kavachori balchov. There should be a kavachomer the other way, from balchov to Hektesh, to obligate Hektesh to return the mashkon. Why? Ma balchov she'ein misadrin. Again, according to what we just learned before, according to Rav Yochanan, that the balchov were not misadir. We don't take this assessment, right? The pasuk said, who? By Erechin. So, ma balchov she'ein misadrin, nevertheless, machzirin, you do return it. So, Hektesh, which according to Rav Yochanan, we are misadir, because he learned it out from Erechin. So, Hektesh is misadir. Ein odin she'machzirin, there should be a kavachomer that you have to return. So, I just don't know which one is more chomer, like, to answer that. Why is Masajer more chamor than machzir, and some other topics when machzir is more chamor than masajer. Okay, he says ein odin shemachzirin. The Gemara says no. Zeres are kasev by returning the mashkon. The pasuk says amakra, right? Hashef hashiv lois havokiv oshemesh v'shachav b'salmaso uvei rachacha, and you will be blessed by you the lov mamalve returning the item to the lov v'rachacha. So yotze hektesh, this comes to exclude hektesh she ain't sarech bracha. Hektesh does not need a bracha. God doesn't need a bracha. He doesn't need a bracha. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? God doesn't need a bracha. We don't take the idea of brachas in. Below, v'aksiv, the pasuk says, and this is klapei shmai, the pasuk says, v'achalta, v'savata, u'beirachta, esh Hashem elokecha. You give a blessing. It's one of the, possibly the only bracha midoraisa, maybe birchas Torah, but definitely benching birchas hamazon. Until machlokes about, but definitely there's a bracha of the oraisa by benching. That's talking about barachas Hashem elokecha. So Hektesh does get a bracha. So that can't be the answer. Ella amakra, the pasuk says, that's what Yoni you alluded to before, the pasuk says, l'chati et staka. Hashem tashiv lo sa'avot, l'chati et staka. It will be charitable for what you're doing. Mi shetzar et staka. That only goes according to the, for the person who has the obligation to give staka. Yotze hektesh, she'ein tzar et staka. That comes to exclude hektesh, who does not have any obligation to give staka. As we always said, the house always wins. Hektesh always wins, and he is makom mashiras. All these are things that hektesh does not give staka. So therefore, even though you might have this kavah chomer, you have this zerushah, you have this idea or this limud from the psukim that hektish does not have to return the mashkon at any point in time, because return the mashkon is what's called a tztaka. It's a commandment of tztaka, but hektish doesn't have that commandment. Now comes a fascinating story. Ashkechei Rabba Baravua Leliyahu. So Rabba Baravua found Eliyahu Navi. The Kai Beis Hakvara Shel Ovei Kuchavim. If Eliyahu Navi was standing in the non-Jewish cemetery, okay. Amr Leis. The first thing you see. So what comes to your mind when you see Eliyahu Navi standing in the ceremony? Right away, it comes to mind. Amr Leis. Gomer Micha Micha Erechin. Do we learn the Gzeirah Shava of Micha Micha? Sorry, Mahu Sheisarju B'Balchov. Sorry, that's the answer. Because Amar Lei, Mahu Sheisarju B'Balchov. That's the first question. Ask Eliyahu. When it comes to taking a mashkon for somebody who owes me money, do I have to assess and leave over something for him so he's not destitute? That's what he's asking Eliyahu. First thing, first question in the cemetery of the non Jews. I guess that's what he was learning that day. So he said, might as well. Yeah. So Amar Lei. So Eliyahu responds to him. Gamar, we learn that din. Micha Micha Me'erechin. Learn that from the Zer Shavva, Micha Micha Me'erechin, which seems to indicate that Eliyahu Navi is saying that we are Misadir, that we are Misadir to Ubachov. Tosis is going to argue, right? So Gomer Micha Micha Me'erechin, Gabe Erechin, Siv, when it comes to Erechin, the Pasuk says, Im Machu Me'erkecha, the Gabe Bachov, Siv, Ki Yamuch Achicha. So you see there that you're just like by Erechin, we're Misadir to the Chayev, and we do not collect from him all his kelim, we leave over something so he doesn't remain destitute. So too, by a balchov, misadrin, and we leave the kelim that he needs to take kedei chayim. Again, according to Rashi, that means we're paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel, like the chachamim in the Mishnah. According to Tosos, that would mean, even though hold that, it means that Eliyahu was paskening like the chachamim, but only when it comes to the case of when you are collecting for payment, not if you are collecting in order to get him to pay you the cash. Okay. Next question he asks, Minayin la'arum shlo yitrom. How do we know that someone who is naked cannot take off truma? Tosos and Rashi both say what it means that you can't take the bracha. How do you know you can't make the bracha of lahafris truma when you're naked?
Because you can't make any bracha.
So the Gemara says, so that Gemara is going to answer, Gechsiv, v'lo yireh b'cha eras davar. It's anybody, because you can't have, it can't see eras davar. So the Rashi says, Ervas davar, b'shash hatamid davar, from the word davar, Lo yirevacha erva stava. You can't see your erva. So why are they asking them the question by truma? Why not by any other bracha? So Rashi says because the Mishnah, right? There's a Mishnah in Truma that says specifically ein magbiyim truma arum. So that's the only Mishnah. There's no Mishnah, I guess, in the bracha that says ein mevarach and arum. It says specifically by truma, so they're asking it by truma. That's where it's brought down. Okay, but ein lachanami, ein lachayim erva stava. You can't make a bracha when you are not clothed. So Amra Lei, so now Rabbi Ravua asks him the question that seems to be interesting. Amra Lei, Vilav Kohen Humar? Hey, you, Elio, are you not a Kohen? Which is also interesting. It's only going according to that one Medrash that says that Pinchas was Elio. Maybe who says Elio was a Kohen? It's an Elio, Rabbi. There's a whole thing, right? Are you not a Kohen? He says, My ta'ima kai ma reve sakvaros. Why are you standing in the cemetery? So Eliyahu answers him, and this is an interesting answer. We'll see. So Amr Lei, lo masne mar taharos. Eliyahu says to him, don't you know the halacha in Taros? You never learned the Tosefta in Taros? The Tanya, we have a braisa there that says, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, kivrei and shol dechavim ein metamin. There's no too much ol when it comes to the kvarim of the goyim. There's no ol. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, va'aten tzoni, you are my sheep, tzon mar yisi, the son of my flock, adam atem, you are called adam, atem, b'nei Yisrael, kriyin adam, vein ove kuchavim, kriyin adam, and goyim not kriyin adam, and it says, v'zos Torah, so adam ki yamas bo'el, kol baba ove kol shemol yitmach yamas yamim. So since ove kuchavim not kriyin adam, they're not considered somebody who violates the idea of, you don't violate Tumas Oel by standing over there, get raised, so I got no problem. So Amra Lei, so Rabbi says back to them, listen, thank you for telling me that, but you're asking me why I didn't learn Taharos? He says, Be'arba lo matzina. I'm not a bucky in the four starim that the Nogei Lemaisa. What are the four starim of Nogei Lemaisa? Moe, Nash Mazikim, and Kachim. Kachim is also Nogei Lemaisa, you see from here, because why you say Neshama Paris Vaseinu? You learn, you're right. If you learn Kachim, it's as if you brought to Kachim. So he says you have to know the halachas on that, right? Chafetz Chaim in Torah Or says it's not just saying it; you have to know the halachas of it in order to get the neshama parim svasenu. So he says ba'arba lo matzina b'shita matzina. I'm going to be baki in Taros and I'm going to be baki in Zrayim. So he's probably standing outside the Chutz La'aretz. There's no, like here in New York, we have very little, minimal to do with Zrayim. We have minimal to do with Hafrashis Chala or Chala maybe, but Truma and other things they don't apply. And Taros for sure. So I don't know that. So he says to him, Amar Lei, va'amai. So why aren't you a baki? Elio says, in all the Sidrei Mishnah, the Tosefta and Brisos, why are you not a baki? So Amar Lei, dechikli milsa. I gotta work. I don't have time. I gotta go work. So what happens? Davrei va'alye, le'gan Eden. So Elio grabs him and takes him up to Gan Eden. Amar Lei, so Elio says to him, pshot gilimach. Which means take off your coat. And svei shekol mehani tarfe, and gather from these trees, from these leaves that are in Gan Eden, and fill up your pockets. These things are probably worth a lot of money, so take your pockets, fill with these trees. Safa shakel, so he gathered and he took them. And as he's leaving, ki have nafik shama da amar. He hears a voice that says, "Man ka achel la alme ki derab bar vuda." Is there anybody else who ate? Basically, you ate your share in Olam Haba right now by taking this down. Kirab bar vuda. He didn't want that. He wants his own haba later. So nafat shadino. So he shakes out his coat and he leaves the leaves there. Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, ashi leglimi. I guess he got some sort of reyach tam. He got the reyach of these leaves. The reyach gan edem onto his coat. V'sachat glimi recha. Right. He brought his coat back in the sachat glimi recha. And zavne betracer alfay dinar. He was able to sell the coat now for 12,000 dinar. Because of the good smell, he was able to smell. So he got some money, and now he can learn. Now he's free. Yo gave him. Yo, basically, he became his father-in-law and gave him money so he can go sit and learn for a couple of years, right? But what this guy did, so he palgini lechasan vase. He was a good father-in-law. He took the cash profits that he got and he gave it to his sons-in-law. And Marcel points out because he himself didn't want to benefit anything from Olam Haba, so he gives it to his sons-in-law. But
he still didn't.
So maybe he did now. I don't know. Eliel gave him the opportunity by giving him some money. Interesting story. So the thing that you have going on here now is who do we paskin like, right? So if you look at the Tosos, big Tosos starts in the bottom of Chuf Yud Aleph, He says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam b'sefer Yashar, the aim is sergeant to Baal Chov, that we're not misadar to a Baal Chov. When it comes to collecting, the machlokas in our Mishnah is the idea is that we're not misadar to Baal Chov. The har of Shem Gamliel, the masnisin masik le'el, the sover, the aim misadar. We just established, Shem Gamliel, our Mishnah says aim misadar to Baal Chov. The kaimalan, and this is something we learned in the Baba Kama, we established that halachik of Shem Gamliel, the Mishnah Seinu, hecha de lo pasik gemara de poligalei. The halacha always follows of Shem Gamliel if the Gemara doesn't point out someone argues with him. So our Mishnah is going has Rav Shem Gamliel. We paskin like him. But wait a second. And he says, V'lo matzinu b'chol ha'amorayim d'shmaisa shum amora sh'sover behedjus the misogyn. We never found anybody in the Gemara that tells us they're misogyn. Wait a second. We just found Eliyahu Hanavi who said that you're the misogyn. What are you talking about, Tosa? So Tosa says, V'rabi baravua d'amalei Eliyahu ma'ashi yisajal balchov v'amalei gamra micha micha me'erichin. He says, Nir le'bein otam d'garsinon. It's not mahu sheyisarjul b'chov. Rather, it's minayin shemisarjul b'chov. Klomar, from where? Minole demand islay misarjun. How does the person? He's not asking for the psak. He's asking that shita who holds misarjun b'chov. Where do they learn it from? So the other says, "Oh, where do they learn it from? They learn it out from the gzeir shavim from Erechin." Doesn't mean that that's the psak. That just means he's learning. He's giving him. You know, if he's just learning and he wants to know what their svara is, right? V'chein garis b'hag, that's the gears of the b'hag. V'chein nira v'chein nira, because that's what it seems to be, that he never asked, he didn't ask Rabbi Eliyahu Navi what the halacha is. He asked Eliyahu Navi what is the svar of those who hold that we make this assessment for the Baal Chov. Right? He says, v'chein nira d'ik gears of ha'svarim d'kibayim mahu she'yisaj l'Baal Chov, because if, you know, he basically says, if the shaila was, what is the halacha? Do we or do we not misogyn for the Baal Chov? So then, havli lemeim misogyn. Eliyahu Navi answered yes or no. It was more of a yes or no question, right? Sharei atam lo hayashol, because he's not asking the reason. Elavada minayin goras ulolme misogyn sfirle. Rather, it's clear to Rabbeinu Tam that what Eliyahu Navi is, what was being asked of Eliyahu Navi was the svarer for that shita, not the psak. Because if it was the psak, he would have said, misogyn or a misogyn. So basically, that's not the psak. So then, if you go. You go flip the page over. He says, "Umayri bevalitol betoris mashkon." If you're talking about a case where the person is coming to take the mashkon to be the payment, Rabbeinu Tam then says, "The rabbanon savri shemachzir lo koyim echayev." Sorry, the Rav Shimon savri the achar shloshim yom mochro. If you're coming to take the toris mashkon, aval hecha the natal betoris gviya. Right, Rabbeinu Tam again. If you are taking the mashkon in lieu of payment. So there, Yochel Mochro Miyav Lo Masadri Klal. Rabbeinu Tam says the Chachamim would agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel that you could sell at that moment. The only time that the Chachamim disagree, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in our Mishnah, would be if you're coming to collect the item as a mashkon and you're going to give it back. But if you're coming to collect it as payment, it's payment in kind, then there's no concept of misogyny. He says the Chachamim would agree to that. Then he says that I'm going to prove to you that he's not talking about, now Leo Novi is not talking about halacha from the second shot. The second part, the second question was, that's the third question actually, what are you doing here, you're a Kohen? And the answer is that, the Krivei Ovi Chachavim are not Matam of Oel. He says, if you go, it's like right smack in the middle, there's a Beis in the Tosos, right? And then it says Teda. I don't know if you see that. You see there's Beis in Tosos, right? He says Teda. Shereheshev lo Krivei Ovi Chachavim eni Matam of Oel, Krivei Shimon Yochai. He answered that not Matam of Oel, like Shimon Yochai. We don't hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rather, Elik Rav Shimon Gamliel. We hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Masnisin the Olos the Asar Madurus Ovichavim Mishum Oel. He said, "You are there is a problem for Oel by the guy who brought him." So what's the real reason why he's not why he's in the cemetery? But Taimed Delio Mishum the Rov Aronos Yesh Ben Boseach Techach Tefach VeYesh Makom. There's enough space in between the body and the top. Tofeya tefach, it's by olos, that the tumah is not okay of ol over there. So, I mean, the planes, you have this, so that's what's going on here. Right? And he says v'yesh makom shelo gazru. Right? He's basically saying Eliyahu Navi is not giving him. I mean, even if you're just going to say Tosfos saying, even if you're going to say the other girsa that he's asking the halachic question whether misogyn or not. So Tosfos says you could say one thing that we say that misogyn could maybe just be the Chachamim in that one case of our Mishnah, but it could be Eliyahu just playing around with him, just giving him stam answers. Because the answer he gave him by the Olos is the wrong answer. So why is this the right answer? He clearly gave him the wrong answer there. Okay, fine.
Do, do Do we still know why Eliyahu was in the cemetery to begin with?
So, why he was in there? So he didn't ask him why. He just asked. Right, you're right. He didn't answer. He just said what to, why he was allowed, but it didn't say why. It didn't say why he was there.
And why was Rabbi Barabula in there?
Well, he was just walking around. He's walking past the cemetery, and he sees Eliyahu Nuk. Eliyahu Nuk has a big sign, Elijah the prophet, so he's able to see him, and he knows who he is. Listen, if somebody visits you frequently, you recognize him. We never saw Eliyahu, so we have no idea. For Rabbi, he saw Eliyahu, so you're like, hey, what are you doing? He recognized him. The Tosfos then asks, look at the second last Tosfos, Amar Lei Lav Kohen, are you not a Kohen? So Tosfos asks, if you're going to say that Eliyahu's a Kohen, I have a better kasha. Because Tei Malari, Heyach Hichya B'nash Shalamana. How did he revive the son of that almana in the story in Perek Zayin in Malachim? That boy was dead. Eliyahu's a Kohen. The boy was Jewish. Forget Oel, you have Magla, you have Masa. How did he do that? So he tells his answers. He says, "V'yish Lomar Shahaya Barlo Sheyichyo Lekachaya Mutar Mishum Pikuch Nefesh." There, he knew for sure. He was confident that God had told him that He would revive him. So therefore, it's Pikuch Nefesh, and the Pikuch Nefesh would be Doche the Torah. But what is Eliyahu actually doing in there?
Yeah, it doesn't really explain that of all places for him to hang out.
So I don't know. There's another case where you find that he was burying Rabbi Akiva. And there he says that, he's asked, you're a Kohen, right? And he says that they'll be called Rabbi Kiva, the Kavod, and the Meis Mitzvah that he went. But here, I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't think of that. What's he actually doing there? What's the reason why he's there?
One story about the Gemara that Eliyahu is somewhere here, or is it the Tanah
Rishon? Right. Okay. So Tanah Rabbanan.
It suggests that the Gilgul of a Kohen is also a Kohen.
No, but Eliyahu Navi didn't die.
Oh, he didn't die. But Pinchas for sure died.
I don't know. That's not for sure. That's a that the Midrash might think that says that he just continued becoming Eliyahu and he never died. But if he did die, then he was born again. I don't know. It's a machlokas as to whether or not. It's a fascinating. Yeah, Wolverine and all these. So the Highlander, very good. Okay, so Tana. Tana Ravanan. So now Marla's going to bring a few brisos about the halachas of Hashavas Amashkan, returning to Mashkan. So Tana Ravanan. Pasuk says, "V'im ish ani hu lo tishkav avoso." If he's a poor person, you may not. Assumption here is that tishkav means you're not allowed to lie down on his cloak, which means you're not allowed to use his cloak. So the Gemara says, "Only if he's an ani, you're not allowed to lose it." Ha ashir shachiv. If he's an ashir, you are allowed to. My comer, how can you do that? If I lend you something, and then you give me some collateral, and then I use the collateral, and then you pay me back, me using the collateral, the only reason why I'm using the collateral is I'm delaying your payment. That's ribbis. Right, we did that a couple prakim ago. That becomes ribbis. You can't use the collateral just because he's rich means you can take ribbis. No, some Rav Sheshes, you misinterpret the pasuk. The pasuk means the way we assumed it meant. Hachik Amar, the im ish anihu lo tishkav, meaning don't sleep with the avot by you. In other words, don't keep it overnight. Avot don't lo tishkav avoso means lo tishkav vavoso etlecha, with the cloak being by you. Right, meaning if he's a poor person, you have to return it. Ha. Asher, if he doesn't need it, then shachiv. Then you can keep avotu etzlacha. And if he's a rich person, he doesn't need it. And make the assessment. He doesn't need it. He has 14. You know, he and his wife and his children have 14 winter coats, taking up all the room in the closet because every year they have to get a new one, despite the fact that they didn't grow. And nothing's wrong with the coat. But right, asher shachiv avotu etzlacha. Then you can keep it. Sorry, I vented. Okay, Tana Rabbanan.
That's all. I just sounded very familiar to me.
Okay.
You want to edit that out?
So Tana Rabbanan. My wife is very supportive of me learning that film, but she does not listen. So Tana Rabbanan. Hamava eschavero. Another thing. Hamava eschavero. Eino rashai l'mashkano. You're not permitted to take a mashko, the Brisa says. The eino chayv l'hachshilo. And you're not obligated to return it to him. V'over b'chol shemus halalo. And if you... Don't return it, and you violate all the halachas, all the psukim that we said. Hashef tashivel sa'avod, lo tishkav aviso, aboshev tshevin lo. Right away, the Gemara says, "My kamer." What is this brisa saying? The brisa doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshes too." We have Rav Sheshes and Rava. Amar Rav Sheshes hachik amar. This is what it means. It's going to completely reinterpret the brisa. Hamalva eschavero eino rashai l'mashkano. If you're malva, your friend, you are not permitted to take the mashko. Meaning, you yourself. Like our Mishnah, cannot go into the guy's house or take the mashkon off of him. Again, it's talking about a mashkon being taken not b'shas halva. And during b'shas halva, you may, because that's the contract. Right, so Amavas Chaveri Ein Rashai LeMashkano VeEim Mishkano. If you did go take the mashkan, you walked into the guy's house and took the collateral, Chayev LaHachzer. Say Chayev LaHachzer Lo. Don't say Einu Chayev. Rather Chayev LaHachzer Lo. You have to return it. And if you didn't, VeOver B'Chol Shemos Halalu Asefa. And all the last part of over b'chol shemos, all these yisurim halalu, that's the seifa. That if you didn't return it, then you violate all these yisurim. That's how Rav Sheshet interprets the brisa. Rava says no. He doesn't want to change the words of einu chayv l'hachzer lo to chayv l'hachzer lo. So rather, he's going to reinterpret the brisa a different way. Hachi kamar hamalva es chaveiro einu rashai l'mashkino. If you're malva the friend, you're not permitted to take the mashkon. Again, lo b'shas halva, you cannot go into his house or rip it off of him. You need the shliach beis din. And then, v'im mishkano, if you were mashkin him, then chayav l'hachzer lo. You have to return it to him. So again, he reinterprets the rights completely. B'med dvarim amurim, when is it said, shalo b'shas halva, so that's only if you take the mashkon. Sorry, in Mishkano, take the Mashkon, then Chayv L'Hachzer Lo. You have to return it to him every night. You have to return it to him. But Medvar Mamurim, you have to return it to him every night. That's Mishkano Shelo B'Shas Halvaso. That's if you take the Mashkon, not during the time of the loan. You have to still base and go during the loan period to take the Mashkon for you. Aval Mishkano B'Shas Halvaso. If you take the Mashkon, excuse me. If you take the mashkon at the time, good, thank you. If you take the mashkon during the time of the loan, mishkanu b'shas halvaso, eino chayv l'hachzer lo. Then you don't have to. You don't have this din of hashavas hamashkon. The din of hashavas hamashkon is only saying it says the word chavala, right? Chaval. So chavala means when you take the mashkon during the time of the loan, during the process of the loan. If you take the time at the time of the loan, that's a contractual obligation that the guy agreed to. And then the end of the verse says, "Over b'chol hashemos halalu." That's a ratio that if you're mashing him not b'shas halva and you don't return it, then you violate all these yisurim if you don't return to him. Another brisa, Tana Rav Shizvi kamei de Rava. Rav Shizvi said the following brisa in the name of in front of Rava. It says in the pasuk, "Im chavol tachbol samos reyecha ad bo hashemesh tishiven alo." Return to him until the sun comes. Return to him. So this cloak that we're talking about, zo ksus laila. That's talking about Ksus Laila, and then it says Hashev Tashiv Lo Asavok Kevo Shemesh, and give the day cloak. You return to him. That's Ksus Yom. That doesn't make any sense. Amalei the Yamama Belaila Lamalei the Laila will be Yom Lamalei. If you say that Adbo Hashemesh Shivin Lo is talking about the Ksus Laila, and you return why you return that to him during the day. The second part of the pasuk talks about the Ksus Yom. Why you return that to him at night? It makes no sense to give him the night that you give him the pajamas during the day. You give him the pants at night. So it says Amalei. So Rav Shizvi says, "All right, Yisamye. This price is all messed up. I'll get rid of it. I'll be Messiah it. I'll take it away. I'll take it out of my repertoire. I'll just get rid of it." Right. So Amalei. No. Don't get rid of it. But Hachikamar. This is what it means. Ad bo Hashemesh Shivena lo zok sus yom. That's sus yom. So until the sun comes, when the sun goes down, you give him that. Sorry, when the sun comes up, you give that back to him. Shenisna lachavo balaylo, because you are permitted to take it during the night. And then the pasuk says, "Hashev tashiv lo es havot kevo hashemesh." When the sun rises, you return the cloak. Zok sus laila. That's the pajamas. That's the nighttime clothing. Shenitna lachavo b'chol yom. That you're allowed to keep it all day, but at night you must return it to him. Again, you have to constantly return to him. We discussed yesterday. So what's the point of taking the mashkon? The point of taking the mashkon is Tosfos points out. We'll see in a moment. We said yesterday the point of the mashkon is either. What happens is it seems to be, and we'll see in a moment, that when you take the mashkon, it becomes yours, and now the Torah is forcing you to give it back to the Torah's pikata. But it's yours, so it gets rid of Shemitah. It gets yours. It gets rid of Shemitah. Also, Tosin to point out, it's an embarrassment for this guy to constantly have to come to your house to give you back the mashkon. You're going to give him, if you don't take anything, he'll never pay you back. Here's going to force him to pay you back.
What is this guy all day willing to go back and forth, got nothing better?
Right. Who? No, but the borrower has to keep going, giving back to him, and then you have to return it.
You
go return it. He goes and gives it to you. So it's embarrassing to him that every day everyone knows that he's returning his stuff to his creditor. Let's just keep going. We'll see. So Amar Rav Yochanan.
He asked for the other
one. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yochanan says Mishkano. So the Malva takes the Mashkon Umes, and he dies, and the Lova dies, and the Mashkon is now back in the hands of the Lova. Shomtome al gabe. Sorry, umes halova, right? The lova. No, that's the case for me. Mashna umes. Rashi says lova. La'achar sheheshiv lo asa'avot. So I guess the mashkel is in his hands. So shom tomei agabe bonav. The love, the malve can still take it from the love. Again, because he took a mashkel, and it's not like all other assets of the father that the yorshim do not have to pay back. That's another thing that he accomplishes. It accomplishes it as yours, and if he dies, you can collect it. So, Mesve, Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is a kasha of Yochanan and Braisa. Amar Rabbi Meir, Bechime Akar She Mimashkin Lam Lachzirin. After, once you take the mashkon, so why are you returning it? Just keep it. So the mashkon says, Lam Lachzirin, why are you returning it? Rachmana Amar Ahadar. The Torah says you have to return it. He goes, no. Ella, Me Akar She Machzirin, the fact that you're returning the mashkon, Lama Chorzin Mashkinin. Why do you go back and keep doing it? That's your question. Why do you keep going back? You returned it already. You did the mitzvah. So just leave it there already. Why are you constantly taking it? That's your question. Why are you trying to make it? So the Gemara says two answers. Shelo tiye shviyish mishamto. In order that Shemitah would not cancel the loan. The idea of what Shemitah is that you can't go collect the loan. You can't go bother the guy and collect. This loan is viewed as collected already. I have the mashkon. I'm just giving it back to him as a pikadon. So Shemitah is not mishamet. Right, Rashi says the lahavi mashkano biyado v'amal v'mashkano inu mishamet. Number one, and also lo yasim metaltlin etzabanav. It doesn't become metaltlin in the hands of the sons. That the sons die, you can still collect it. You can still collect it. So it seems from here that you returned it. So the only way it's not a metaltlin etzabanav is that if you took it back. But if it's still in the hands of the sons at that point in time, then you cannot collect it if he dies. So the Gemara says, the Tiyuk is time of the Hadar Mashkinei. The only reason why you don't, it gets rid of this issue with the sons being Yarshit is because you went back ahead and you took the Mashkon. Halo Hadar Mashkinei, but if you do not and you left the Mashkon by the Lo, then he dies. Lo, then the Malva cannot collect it when the Lova dies, which goes against Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Adam Masna. The Lav Teiruch Kamar Tartlei. Did I not already answer this question? Taritz Hachi. This is how you answer the question. Kimei Achar Shemachzirin Lama Mashkin Meikara. The question is Mutt's question. If you're going to have to constantly return it to him, why are you constantly taking the mashkon to begin with? What's the purpose of taking the mashkon? And there is Shelot Yeshvish Meshamto Vilo Yasim Metaltel Eitzobanav. The whole reason by taking it once, taking it that one time. Wait, we're going to see the talks in a second. Taking that one time now creates that the mashkon belongs to you, even if I return it. And when I return it, I'm returning it in Torah's Pikadon. Right? Time out, Shahaya. Right? You're returning it when we return it, it's like a Pikadon, it's yours. Then taking it that first time makes it yours. Therefore, Shemitah is not Meshamit. Therefore, it's not Metalfun by the Yarshan. And if he dies, it becomes yours. Tosos asks, Lami Mashkin Mikara. He says, Hikshir of Elcharon. The Lama Chosim Mashkinim. Why do you go back and forth? What's the reason? He says, the whole idea is he doesn't deny the loan. I keep going back there and taking the mashkon, because if I don't, the loan might say, I paid you back. Maybe by doing that, you're going to force him to repay you. He's going to be embarrassed every day. He has to go deal with this whole process. Everyone sees that he's destitute. So by forcing him to do this, maybe he'll go out and get a job or try to figure out a way to get more money. Well, if he's poor, he'll probably just borrow money from somebody else. But he's going to try to go to pay you back. So why are you answering? These are more simple answers. Why are you saying about Shemitah and Yarshim?
You want to force the process.
Correct. So what, the closest question is, so if that's so simple, why are you answering about Shemitah and the Yarshim? So he says, basically, Ein Lachanami. He says, Mikol Makom Lo Ratzah Gemar Gatarz Kain, Kishomer Lam Mashkano Meikara, that difamine mishanile. He says a difamine. I thought maybe the idea was that there are two issues going on here. There's one, there's the practical considerations, what you're talking about, to get paid back. Number two was the halachic ramifications. I think maybe the Gemara is only talking about the halachic ramifications. What's the purpose? Halachically, what happens when you're constantly taking it back and forth? So it's Shemitah and Yerusha. Okay, so we'll stop here by the Tana Rabbanan on the top. Okay, everyone have a good day.